Yeah, I am. I want to talk a little bit. I got a scripture here.
We need to read it. Says to give it to you this morning. Psalms 20. I'm going to read the whole entire, because it's not going to be about 9. Psalms 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob be in you. May he send you help from the center of it, to strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings. May he grant you according to your heart desire and fulfill your purpose. He will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, he will set out that banner. Set up our banner. May the Lord fulfill all your potential. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in terror and some noises. But he will remember the name of the Lord, our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, may the King answer us when we call. Glory to God for the people of God. Amen. I didn't write anything down. Like I said, I just have a testimony. And my testimony today is God will give you just what you ask for, if you ask him. But he don't do anything if we don't ask him. He just stand back and just wait on us to ask him. And I know I have said this over and over, that God has given me so much. I can't even think of how I can just thank him enough. The scripture says if I had 10,000 tongues, I wouldn't have enough to thank my God for what he has done for me. And as I said, I do like testifying, because that is it brings a blessing to me to let you know what God has done for me. You know, and I tell this all the time, about a year and a half ago, I was in this bad car wreck. But I had asked God for one thing. I had asked him, if you give me a car, another car, will he pay for it for me? So I want you to know this one thing. I asked him, and he did. God has already paid for the little car that I'm driving. I just owe just one more payment. Just one more payment. I got the car last year. This year, I'm just about to pay for it. Just one more car note. God will supply your each and every need. And I think the last time I preached, I preached on single women that was raising, trying to raise their kids all by themselves. This is a true fact. They don't have anything to worry about. Just keep on trusting and believing that God got a way of doing what he's going to do. It may not be in our time. It may not be the way we have asked for it, but God will supply your each and every need. But you got to trust in him. You got to be obedient. No matter how big your paycheck might be, God can make it be just as big as he is, and as big as you want it to be. It can be $25, but God can take that $25 and stretch it and pay every bill in your house.
All right.
But you got to believe that he'll do this.
Yes.
You got to know without a shadow of doubt that God is going to pay these bills no matter how big your problem is. Mm-hmm. None of them is as big as God.
All right.
No matter how small your problem might be, if there is none that is small than God. God can solve any kind of problem that we have. But all we got to do is just put it in God's hand. Mm-hmm. I know, I told my grandchildren and my children how much of money that I used to make when it was, as my children was coming up. And it is unbelievable how you can take a little bit of something and make a whole lot of something.
That's right.
But you didn't do it. God did.
Right.
God did.
Yeah, right.
All that time, all that troubles and things that I went through, I didn't bring myself through it. God brought me through it. But each and every night, I prayed. And I had an old saying, you teach your children how to pray. And let them know, when my kids was coming up, none of them got in trouble when they was kids. I don't know what they're doing now. They might be getting in trouble, and they do get in trouble. But they grown. They all out of my hands. But then I had one boy, one son. This boy, he did give me a little bit of trouble. But he did, he would stay out. Like I knew wherever he was, and I didn't know where he was.
All right.
And he would stay out late at night. And one night, I almost had my heart attack. So then I got to thinking, why would you have a heart attack when you got a big God? When you got a God that can solve these problems for you? So then, as my heart was beating and sweat was falling off of me, I just come to think about God. What am I going to do with this boy? And then I get this tall boy say, give him back to me.
Amen.
I can help him.
Amen.
I can solve all of your problems. I can help him. So as my heart was beating fast and felt like an elephant was standing up in my chest and sweat was falling all over me.
Mm-hmm.
And when God spoke this tall voice to me, I said, well, Lord, I'm going to place him right back into your hands.
Amen.
You gave him to me. Now I'm going to give him back to you. And it seemed like soon as I prayed that prayer, I gave him back to God. Soon as I prayed that prayer, I got just as sleepy as I could get. I had already called everybody for help, but I hadn't called God.
All right.
I hadn't called on God. But God let me know that he was the problem solver.
Yes.
That he could solve those problems that night.
All right.
And when I got sleepy, I went to sleep. When I waked up and this boy, he was standing over me, he said, Mama, you been worried about me? I said, what do you think? But I did go to sleep. I said, but you know what, Alex? I done gave you back to the one that gave you to me. I done put you all in God's hand. Whatever you want to do out there, that's on you. On you and on God. When I placed him into God's hand that night, do you know I hadn't worried about it? Now it makes sense. This boy is 40-something years old now. I hadn't worried not one night since. Whatever he do or whatever the rest of them do, it's all in God's hand. But I tell you, if you got kids, put them back in God. Give them back to the one that gave them to you.
All right. Amen.
Give them back to him. Because he can solve those problems. You can't do nothing with it. If you got a bill that you can't pay, give it to God. I guarantee you, that he'll pay that bill. You may not know where the money coming from. You may not know how you're going to get it. But if you just give it back to God, God will pay or do.
All right.
Amen. I'm a living witness.
Yes.
I done been through a lot of stuff.
Mm.
But I tell you one thing. God done brought me all the way through.
All right, amen.
God brought me through. It wasn't that I did, God did.
Amen.
And what God do, don't nobody, he won't tell nobody else nothing about it.
All right.
Because what he do for you, he doing it for you.
Amen.
What he do for that other person, he doing for that person. Let God be your problem solver.
All right.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
I'm over the hills now. But I'm so happy.
Yes, Lord.
I am happier now than I ever been in all my life.
All right.
And I've been here quite a while.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you the whole fibber. But I've been here a lifetime.
All right.
I've already been here a lifetime.
Amen.
And I'm looking to go just a little bit further.
All right.
I went to see my mom one day, and my mom had turned 90 then, and she is up here in this convalescent home, and when I went to see her, and she was just sitting there, and I looked at her, and I told her, I said, do you know how old you are? And she said, I asked her, do you know how old you are? She said, no, baby, how old am I? Am I still 75? I said, no, you're not. You're 90. And I said, well, you know what, Mom? I hope I live to get 90.
Amen.
My mom looked at me and she told me, she said, when you live, if you live to get 90, you want to be where you is able to help yourself.
All right.
I said then, I said, well, you know, to live to get 90, whether you're able to take care of yourself or what, if you're still here, you're still living.
Amen.
But then too, I thought about what she said. I do want to be able to take care of myself. I do want to be where nobody else I have to do for me when I can do for myself. But if you so happen to reach where somebody have to take care of you, that could be a blessing too. It could be a lesson for somebody else to learn.
Okay.
It could be where you may not be able to take care of yourself, but there is somebody there to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a blessing.
All right.
But what I'm trying to say is, I hope to live to get to be 90. And that won't be very long. That won't be too long before I be that age. And I still pray and hope that things will be not exactly as they are, but semi to what they are today. And I thank God to be as happy as I am. Because in my, they say, your latter days is going to be better than your first day. So my latter days, these days now, are some good days. I'm living so comfortably until sometime I get scared of myself. But then too, when I think about it, I still go through the house hollering, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because I could not be here.
Amen.
I could not be this happy.
All right. Yes,
but
right.
I'm so happy.
Amen.
I am so happy and I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for that night, that Tuesday night, that he called me to be one of his servants. And for me to testify to you, to let you know that God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
And without him, I could not have made it. And you know, Satan, he do try each and every Sunday morning to stop me from coming this way. But you know, I got such a hand. My hand is so planted in God's hand. There is nothing that can turn me around. And nothing that Satan can do to make me think that he is God.
Right.
Sometimes he do things to let you make me feel, is this God or Satan?
Right.
But then I have to think about, get behind me, Satan. Because God is in the front of me.
Amen.
God is in the front of me. He's on the side of me. He's all over me.
All right.
And when I give him that glory, I give God the glory each and every day.
Yes.
Because I could not even be here just to give him some glory and some praises. I could not even have answered my phone this morning to tell Reverend Allen that here I am. Yes, I'll do it. If I don't do nothing but a testimony, I'm going to stand up there and I'm going to say whatever God tells me to say.
All right.
I'm going to stand up there. I might be a little nervous now, but I'm still going to get up there and I'm going to let the people know that God, that my God is a good God.
All right.
God don't never fail.
All right.
He may not come when I want him,
right.
But I'll let you know that
right.
God is always going to pay.
Yeah,
he's on time to pay to fill my each and every need.
All right.
He's on time when on time when maturity is coming up.
Yeah. All right.
He's on time right now.
Yes, he is.
He's on time for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And as I tell you one more time,
all right.
Ask God for whatever you need.
Yes.
Whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
Man can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
But God can.
All right.
God can solve every problem that you might have.
All right.
And he'll fix it for you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll fix it for you and make it look so easy. Which it is easy. Because you walk in, and you walk with all faith. No matter, and you let the people know, no matter what I do, I still got God on my side. All right. I remember one time I was, this guy, he asked me what denomination I was. And at that time, I was AME. I've been an AME all my life up until a few years ago. And he said, well, you know, the AME and the Baptists, they don't have what it takes. I said, what do you mean they don't have what it takes? He said, well, they just don't have what you need. I said, they don't have but one thing that I need, and that's Jesus.
Amen.
Long as I got Jesus, I don't need nobody. And then a few years ago, this singer came out with the same song. Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Amen.
But as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else.
That's right.
Long as, and he looked at me, and then the next time he come to see me, he was telling me, we got to talk about the Bible again. He said, but you say, as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. I said, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. You can bring me anything that you want to bring me. But if you didn't bring me Jesus, you didn't bring me nothing.
All right.
If you didn't bring me Jesus, you didn't bring me nothing.
All right.
All I need is King Jesus.
All right.
And I know that King Jesus.
That's right.
I'll walk in every step that I have to make.
Amen.
And you know, a lot of times we do make steps. And we thinking that we done made all the steps that we can make.
All right.
But the step that we needed to look at, the step that we didn't see, that was Jesus' steps. Jesus stepped. He made a step for each and every one of us. All we got to do is just look back and ask Jesus to carry me now. If you carry me, I won't be alone. And so I learned to live for Jesus. I learned to know that Jesus was my only way out. And I don't care how much of money or how much of whatever you have. Don't worry about it, because God's going to fix it. God has already fixed it.
Amen.
And see, why are we trying to think about it? And we're trying to work it out. God has already worked it out.
Right.
And I say for all the single wings, if you're trying to raise a children by yourself, don't worry about that.
Amen.
Give it to Jesus. Because as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody.
Right.
In Jesus' name I pray. And I thank you. Don't have much to say. But I'll